Vice beaucoup plus grave, elle porte perruque. Tous ses beaux cheveux noirs ont fui sa blanche nuque. Ce qui n'empêche pas les baisers amoureux de pleuvoir sur son front plus pelé qu'un lépreux. Like smooth, water-polished pebbles, set like jewels in a bracelet at the bottom of the river of the collective human soul, there are noble and profound human beings whose radiance and value are unknown even to their closest neighbors, people whose depth and nobility of soul live unexpressed inside situations that are for them so unnatural, oppressive, and beyond their control that as individuals they intentionally obscure their own spiritual majesty with a theatrical veneer of the same banal drivel that surrounds them every day to avoid the pain of being mocked or trivialized if discovered by the heartless and uncomprehending. La chasse aux bisons se faisait à cheval. C'était beau de voir des centaines de coursiers se cabrer, hennir, danser, piocher le sol de leurs pieds ambitieux, demander la bride du désir de leurs regards, à grands coups de tête, en faisant toutes sortes de gestes. Et ces cavaliers de premier ordre, assis avec assurance comme dans des chaises sur leur petite selle de cuir mou, le fusil d'une main, les rênes de l'autre, retenant la fougue de leurs chevaux, les ménageant jusqu'à ce qu'ils fussent rendus à portée du buffle. Long ago, Rabbit had very short ears. One day, he was bored, so he decided to play a trick on all the other animals. He told Beaver,
"The sun is not going to shine again."
Of course, Beaver told Squirrel, and Squirrel told Chipmunk, and Chipmunk told Skunk, and so on. All the animals were worried. They said,
"If the sun doesn't shine, it will be dark and cold like winter. We need to gather our food and get ready right now."
A rabbit hid in the bushes and laughed. Along came Glooskap. Normally, the animals ran up to greet Glooskap. But on this day, everyone was too busy. Glooskap asked Bear,
"What is going on?"
"Don't you know?" asked Bear. "The sun is not going to shine again."
Glooskap asked, "Who told you that?"
Bear said, "Skunk told me." And Skunk said, "Chipmunk told me." Everyone said who they heard the story from until Beaver said,
"Rabbit told me."
Glooskap asked, "Where is Rabbit?"
"He's not here. He must be hiding," said Beaver.
Glooskap then knew for sure that Rabbit had started the story. Glooskap looked and looked for Rabbit. He found Rabbit in the bushes. Glooskap grabbed him by the ears to lift him up. And that is how Rabbit got long ears.
The grandfather's voice is easily discernible from that of a baby, the shade of an ancient cedar from that of a sapling. The woods are lonely, pillaged places, the voices of the elders of Bear and Buffalo. Everything is so young and lost, clinging to the memories of the elders long ago swallowed by the spirit fogs, babies longing for deep voices, saplings for comforting shade. They hear the uncertainty of young siblings and young parents, colors extinguished, extinct, no longer grace the fading spectrum of life, drifted into the fogs of Eden.